Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Friday, April 10th, and I just wanted to share with you my reflections now that I've had some time to kind of digest 5 days after an amazing transformational, it's called Next Level Trainings. So the website's nextleveltrainings.com. And I did this self-development program that was really cool. There was close to 400 of us, so the energy was amazing. And well, I would say some of the big takeaways I've gotten from it, like me personally, was like just the power of human connection and just reaching out. I think now, like with every obstacle, obviously COVID-19 is a huge obstacle and it's really impacting a lot of people's lives. But one of the opportunities I saw for it was like just being able to connect with others. So I reached out to a lot of my friends and we've been doing a lot of Zoom calls and group workouts with Jeff. Shout out to Jeff and Casey and Juan David. And we also did, we've been playing a lot of Monopoly and Settlers of Catan online. So it was just an amazing opportunity to integrate, you know, a lot of like my friends and then Sammy's friends to have one cohesive group. So I think there was like 15 of us at one point that was playing Werewolf, which is a really fun game. It's kind of like Mafia. But yeah. I've kind of taken this opportunity to kind of reflect a little bit more and be a little bit more, like I've actually been sleeping a lot, which is amazing. Usually I'll sleep 5.5 hours just because I always want to like do a lot and work out and, you know, meditate and work on my book, my podcast, et cetera. But yeah, it's been awesome because I've been able to do all that and more and still be able to take care of my well-being. So this opportunity, I found it to be amazing to just connect with people and clients and just call people that I normally haven't spoken to in a while. I called one of my good friends, like Kevin's son, and he was like, dude, it's like, you haven't called me in so long. So I thought that was funny. But yeah, anyways, so we talked a lot about COVID and the opportunity that everything brings and how everything is given to us for a purpose, right? Like all of our obstacles, all of our challenges, you know, there's been people that have had cancer and all these, like a lot of things that would really impact people, but have not been a victim of it and have actually like seen the opportunity in connection and being a voice and whether it's raising money for cancer or all these amazing causes with doing community work and that actually like driving you and giving you a sense of purpose. So yeah. And oh, one of the things I've learned recently is I'm reading this book called Creative. It's basically like a creative visualization. It's basically like the concept of the book is laws of attraction. So you close your eyes and you envision something like in the future, right? So Pan and I, who's Pan is someone else who graduated from accomplishment coaching with me, which is a year-long coaching program. But we did this exercise where I was thinking about like a moment that in the future where, you know, we have a reunion every year where we go to visit accomplishment coaching, we all get together. And so you close your eyes and then you think about, so there's three steps to it. First, you think about the people and so it's like the what. So it's like, oh, and then you think about the visuals. So like more of like the audio and then also the visual. And then lastly, the feelings. So for instance, I went back and, or I went forward to January 2021. So that would be our 1 year reunion and everyone's laughing. Everyone's having a good time. We're all high fiving. We're all hugging each other. And, you know, everyone looks amazing, looks spectacular. And the feelings are that, you know, I'm overwhelmed with joy because I was able to set this up and just be able to get everyone together. And Aaron is just being his goofy self and Ryan with his big, big grinning, shit grinning, smiles, beautiful. And Sue Ann and, you know, her having her Starbucks cup and her sunglasses and, you know, everyone in their full essence and just being hilarious and, you know, Michelle and, you know, what that feeling it was like. And it's pretty cool. It's a really cool exercise because when you visualize these things, you're more likely to manifest it. And it's intentional. It's like, hey, because I feel it, you know, a lot of people say it's woo-woo, but I found it to be an amazing exercise that really brings me peace and actually helps me with intention planning. So, you know, you have to combine that with the actual actions. Obviously, you can't just like sit there and just like visualize all day and not take the actions. But because it's top of mind, it's more likely to happen. So I hope you all enjoyed this reflection. Let me know. Any feedback would be great. And then check out my other podcast, Davidson Hang. Just search Google Davidson Hang podcast on iTunes, and you can also find me on Spotify as well. And yeah, hope everyone has an amazing day. Cheers.